Our English language is constantly changing. When I was a lad, no one had ever heard of a lunar vehicle, or a cell phone, or a microwave oven. And young people today probably do not know what a four-party line is, or was back in my day. To explain that in a few words, kids, that means you don't telephone a friend anytime you want to. You don't talk as long as you want to. Again, if Granny sits down at the end of the day and sighs, "My dogs are tired," we know she's talking about her feet, not her beagles. So what's the point? When we use a word or term, we must understand it according to context. Maybe the lowly Lions beat the mighty Tigers by 2 touchdowns. A lowly Lion fan is likely to exclaim, "It's a miracle, it's a miracle." According to Oxford Dictionary, he is right. A miracle is a remarkable event or development that brings very welcome consequences. But that's not what God meant when he used miracle or signs or things like that in the Bible. A Bible miracle is an unusual occurrence transcending the common course of nature. Here's a practical example. In Jesus' day, suppose a man and his fishing buddies entered a swimming contest on the Sea of Galilee, and that man completed the mile 5 minutes before the next swimmer arrived at shore. He deserved to be congratulated, but a miracle? No, he was a swimmer of excellence. But Jesus didn't swim in that at sea. He disregarded Archimedes' law of buoyancy and walked on the water. And no scientist, including Albert Einstein, has ever explained that. It was a miracle. Now do you see the difference? Of course. So be careful with God's word, and don't allow anyone to get God's mighty thoughts lost in a 21st century dictionary. I'm James Andrews, and that's my humble opinion.